Naughty and ugly and covered in scales, from the top of her head to the tip of her tail. Don't go to the swamp, she'll eat you up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a warty monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, ugly warty monster, makes people scream wherever you go.
You're listening to the Urbling Chronicles, a series of children's storytelling hours by Bridget McCone, produced by Heather MacLeod. Today's story is Buttercup the Wart Monster, read by Roisin Ningo, featuring music written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe, and commentary by the children of St Patrick's Girls National School Ring's End. This series is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
My name is Buttercup, I'm the warty monster, they say I'll eat you up. That's not true. She counts the stars and she loves the moon, dances and hums and adores a good tune. When everyone says she'll eat you up, the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a walking monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, ugly walking monster, makes people scream wherever you go.
My name is Buttercup, I'm the warty monster, they say I'll eat you up, but that's not true.
Yaz's flat stank. It smelled of rotten food and sweat and bedsheets that were never washed and rubbish that was never cleared away. It smelled of mouldy cups of coffee and fungus on the walls and musty damp patches that seeped up from the floor. This was strange because Yaz always smelled of flowers and vanilla and expensive perfumes. Yaz always wore fashionable clothes and sharp suits with shoulder pads. Yaz spelled her name with a Z, which is a sure sign of somebody who's trying to be trendy. The problem was this. Yaz worked in a publisher's office. She didn't make the books. She didn't sell the books. She sometimes answered the phone when she wasn't too busy painting her nails. Her job wasn't very important and she didn't get a lot of money, but she loved to look like somebody who got a lot of money. She wanted people to stare at her when she passed, sniff at the little cloud of expensive perfume she left behind and say, "Wow, look at those trendy clothes. Smell that perfume. That's a girl with style. That's a girl with grace." That's the kind of girl who would spell her name with a Z. These people never saw Yaz's horrible smelly flat. She made very sure they didn't. If people weren't going to see your home, why spend money on it when you could buy lovely clothes with Italian people's names on them, when you could really impress people? Everybody was really impressed by Yaz, except two people. Mr. Puffings, her boss, who thought she should spend a little less time painting her nails and a lot more time answering phones. The other person was Mr. Puddleflump, her landlord, who had just finished climbing the creaking stairs to Yaz's mouldy door. He banged on it loudly. It was so rotten, it nearly fell apart. Yaz woke with a jump on her grubby mattress in the middle of the floor. She rolled off the mattress into a disgusting squelchy patch on the carpet. She yelped, still half asleep. She scrambled to her feet, a tangled mop of hair falling into her eyes, and stalked over to answer the door. Mr. Puddleflump looked almost as angry as Yaz, and he hadn't just been woken up.
"What is it?"
Yaz yelled.
"I want you out, and I want you out now!"
Mr. Puddleflump yelled back even louder. A little purple vein on his forehead started throbbing.
"Why?"
Yaz asked.
"What do you think?"
he answered. Yaz could think of about a million reasons, but she wasn't going to make it that easy for him.
"I don't know,"
she snapped.
"You promised me you'd pay your rent yesterday,"
Mr. Puddleflump growled.
"I had the money,"
Yaz bristled. Of course, that was before she spent it on a nice pair of high-heeled purple shoes. They were real leather, after all.
You never paid me last month, or the month before either. You haven't paid me for 6 months.
Well, I shouldn't have to pay rent. This place is a dump.
Yes, but it's my dump, and I want you out of it now.
The little purple vein looked ready to explode. Yaz tried to argue. She even tried to flirt with Mr. Puddleflump, which was very brave because he looked like a giant toad. She fluttered her fake eyelashes at him and pouted her painted lips, but he had had enough. So Yaz packed up 2 suitcases of posh Italian suits, stuffed in 12 bottles of posh French perfume, and stalked off on her wobbly purple shoes made of real leather. Mr. Puddleflump's flats were the cheapest and most rubbishy in the whole of the city. If she couldn't pay the rent to Mr. Puddleflump, what would she do? Where was horrible enough to let her stay for free? There, at that very moment, was when she got the idea to stay in the wart monster's lair.
It's important to be pretty because you get a boyfriend and you can have a baby.
The inside is what really counts. And being kind and not being cruel and mean.
And when you don't have a boyfriend, it's not really fair because you do say that I have a boyfriend and I don't, and then people just make a laugh at you.
Okay. Well, especially at this age, I'm only 10 and 9 years old. Like, seriously. You don't see me.
I have a boyfriend.
I think you should care about people's feelings.
In every city, there are places like this. They are surrounded by tall walls so that you can't see into them, and the walls have sharp spikes on the top so you can't climb over them. Wart monsters are stubborn things. No wart monster wants to move its home just because some people got the idea to build a city there. So, right in the middle of all the high buildings and shops selling posh French perfumes, there was a swamp with a big high wall round the outside and a wart monster on the inside. Yaz spent some time trying to climb the wall in her pointy purple shoes, but there was no way she could get her heavy cases of posh clothes over the top, and there was no way she was going to go without them. She sat on her bags and sulked for a while. Then she turned her head to the side and saw a big gate in the wall. She felt a little silly. The gate was old, strong and metal, but when Yaz pushed at it, she found it was actually open. Keeping people out of the wart monster's lair wasn't a big problem. Swamp trees and plants swayed around her. She smelled mud, rotting eggs and other disgusting swamp smells, but she didn't really mind. The smell was actually a little better than her old flat. Straight ahead was a post with a rotting wooden sign on top of it. In peeling red paint, it said,
"Turn back now. There's a wart monster in this swamp."
Yaz ignored the sign and squelched on through the swamp, pushing vines and creepers out of her way. She came up to another sign. This one said,
"We really mean it about the wart monster, by the way."
Yaz ignored the new sign too. The plants grew thornier and more purple and poisonous looking. Covered in purple vines stood a third sign saying,
"It'll kill you and eat you. It really will."
Scary words, but Yaz was a brave woman. She used to pour hot wax onto her legs and let it stick to all the little hairs, then rip off the wax and the hairs together, tearing them all out by the roots. No sign was going to scare her. She stomped on, knocking mosquitoes out of the sky with the smell of her perfume. Before long, she came to a huge, dark cave. Strange hissings and grumblings rumbled out of it. It was the wart monster's lair. Anybody would pause in front of a lair like that. But Yaz wasn't the kind of person who paused. She was the kind of person who went to the bathroom without checking if the toilet paper had run out. And she walked right in.
My name is Dr. Duff.
I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up, but that's not true. Loves when the daffodils toss in the wind. The bright yellow sunflower is her best friend. She hasn't the heart to pluck them up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
The walls of the cave glistened with slime and echoed with drips. Another grunt rumbled up out of the cave.
Who's there?
Yaz called shakily.
I am,
said a deep, snorty voice in the darkness.
Come out where I can see you,
Yaz ordered, and the wart monster did. The creature that shuffled out into the light was the most horrible, ugly thing that Yaz had ever seen. Its skin was so lumpy and warty that Yaz wouldn't buy a handbag made of it, not even if Six magazine said that it was in fashion. Seven, maybe. The wart monster had huge, sharp teeth, covered in foamy spit, tiny bloodshot eyes, two little stumpy legs, and a thick, short tail that swung from side to side. It looked like the kind of monster that ate up people's fluffy kittens and laughed. It looked like the kind of monster that ate up people. Yaz felt a bit nervous again. She put on a big fake smile and said in her friendliest voice,
Hello, my name's Yaz. Can I come and stay here?
Okay,
said the wart monster with a horrible grin.
Are you sure you won't eat me?
Yaz asked, shaking a bit.
Of course I won't,
said the wart monster, still grinning horribly.
Are you sure? I don't like that horrible grin on your face,
said Yaz.
I always have a grin on my face,
grinned the wart monster.
I can't help it. It's stuck there. Even when I feel sad, I have a grin on my face. I didn't think it was horrible, though.
Of course, it's not horrible,
Yaz lied.
I only thought it was horrible because I thought you were going to eat me.
Why does everybody think I'm going to eat them?
Asked the wart monster, foamy spit dripping off its sharp teeth.
I don't know.
Yaz gave a big fake smile.
You're really a very nice wart monster. I see that now. Let's be friends.
Yaz knew that one of the rules of being friends was that you didn't have to pay any rent.
Okay,
said the wart monster.
I've never had a friend before. What's your name?
My name's Yaz with a Z. The Z is very important. What's your name?
My name's Buttercup,
said the wart monster proudly.
Buttercup?
Yaz snorted. She thought it was a very strange name for a wart monster. Wart monsters should be called things like Uglegit or Bone Muncher. Maybe Snarlwortle, but not Buttercup.
Why on earth are you called Buttercup?
My mother called me Buttercup. She said it was because buttercups are beautiful and so am I.
Yaz had to be careful not to laugh. She had a little giggle but hid it by pretending to be coughing. Yaz knew all about being beautiful. The kind of people who were beautiful changed all the time. Sometimes you were supposed to be curvy and blonde and bubbly. Sometimes you were supposed to be very skinny and pale. Sometimes you were supposed to be exotic. And sometimes you were supposed to have girl-next-door charm. But Yaz didn't think you were ever supposed to be a wart monster. At least, not in any of the magazines she had ever read.
It's a lovely name,
she said. And she didn't say, such a pity that you're so ugly and warty.
Thank you very much,
said Buttercup.
How long can I stay here?
Yaz asked.
As long as you like,
said Buttercup. And that's how Yaz came to live with the wart monster.
Yes, Buttercup is a nice person because she lets Yaz stay in her house. I wasn't really afraid of her, it's just that I didn't know if she was going to eat Yaz, and it was kind of very exciting.
Well, they can't just they can't just wipe out a bad monster. I mean,
does the way someone looks and the clothes they wear change the way you think about them?
No, because if you want a real friend, you don't just say, "You don't look nice, I'm not going to be your friend anymore." Say if you don't think that their clothes are nice, you don't say it. Like, that would be very mean to just go up to their faces and say, "Your clothes aren't nice," and say, "You're not my friend anymore."
Every morning when she arrived at the offices where she worked, Yaz sneaked into the women's toilets and changed into her shoes. She took off the smelly shoes covered in swamp mud and put on lovely expensive strappy shoes. And when Yaz walked out in her posh suits and strappy shoes, all the people stared at her and said, "There's a girl with style, there's a girl with grace, there's the kind of girl who spells her name with a Z." After Yaz came home from a hard day's work painting her nails, she used to tell Buttercup about all the little things that had happened to her. They weren't usually very interesting things, but Buttercup thought they were wonderful. When you live all on your own in a slimy cave, it doesn't take a lot to get you interested.
"And then Mr. Puffing said that I was lazy,"
Yaz would complain, all puffed up with outrage.
"Did he really?"
Buttercup asked.
"Why would he say a horrible thing like that?"
"Just because I was talking to some of the boys in the office. It helps to be friendly, you know. It's not fair."
"It doesn't sound fair,"
said Buttercup, who didn't know much about work because she was a wart monster.
"What did you do?"
"I said that if he was going to yell at me, then he could at least brush his teeth first. His breath stinks. He didn't like that, I can tell you."
"I don't understand why you were all so mean to each other,"
sighed the wart monster.
"Couldn't you just ask him to be friends with you?"
"I could not,"
Yaz sniffed.
"I have my pride."
And that was that. Over the next few days, Buttercup got to hear an awful lot about Yaz's pride. Yaz made it sound like a terribly important thing. She certainly used it as an excuse to make trouble for people. The wart monster didn't know what a pride was, but whenever Yaz mentioned her pride, Buttercup knew that you were supposed to do whatever she wanted. Yaz and Buttercup got on very well after Buttercup decided to do whatever Yaz's pride wanted, until the day that Yaz met Percy.
"Naughty and ugly and covered in scales, from the top of her head to the tip of her tail. Don't go to the swamp, she'll eat you up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup."
"Monster, monster, you're a warty monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, ugly warty monster, makes people scream wherever you go."
"I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up, but that's not true. She counts the stars and she loves the moon, dances and hums and adores a good tune. But everyone says she'll eat you up. The name of the monster is Buttercup."
Percy was tall and thin and pale. He looked like the kind of man who spent too much time reading in his room with the curtains pulled across the windows and no light getting in, because that was the kind of man he was. Percy was a dreamer. He dreamed about a lot of things, and one of the things he dreamed about was getting out of the house and having adventures. He dreamed about this for a long, long time. But he never seemed to get around to walking out of the house to see if there were any adventures waiting outside. One day, Percy opened the fridge to look for something to eat and found out that there was nothing left but a lump of cheese with funny green fuzz growing on it. It was too nasty and poisonous looking even for a dreamer to eat. He decided to buy some more food, but there was no money left in his pockets. Percy was really hungry by now, so he decided to get himself a job. By a funny chance, the job that Percy got was working for a man called Mr. Puffings, the same Mr. Puffings who had a girl called Yaz working at his office, the same Yaz who lived in a swamp with a wart monster. Mr. Puffings was showing Percy around the office when Yaz first saw him.
"This is where we do the typing,"
Mr. Puffings said, clapping Percy on the back and explaining how they made their books.
"The man behind the desk is Roger, the typist, and here is where we rub out all our mistakes."
Mr. Puffings pointed at another desk.
"The man behind that desk is Simon, the eraser, and this is where we stick all the pages together to make a book."
Mr. Puffings pointed at another desk.
"The man behind that desk is Derek, the book sticker."
"Hi,"
said Roger, the typist.
"Hi,"
said Simon, the eraser.
"Hi,"
said Derek, the book sticker.
"Hi,"
said Percy.
"Boys,"
said Mr. Puffings, because he was the kind of boss who calls people boys. It made him feel big.
"Boys, this is Percy. He reads a lot of books and that's why he's so pale. Now he's going to start reading our books and telling us if they're any good. I want you all to be nice to him. Oh, and Percy, that girl over there is Yaz. She doesn't really do anything, but she looks good and all the book buyers like her, so I haven't fired her yet."
Yaz looked up at pale, tall, thin Percy. She'd already fallen in love with Derek, Roger and Simon, and she'd already gotten bored with them. She'd spent 2 weeks without being in love with anyone, and she was bored of that too. So she decided to fall in love with Percy. She gave him her biggest, brightest smile and said,
"Pleased to meet you,"
in a low, husky voice. It sounded like she had a snot in her throat, but it was supposed to make him tingle from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Percy wasn't really listening, so he only got a slight itch on his left elbow. He wandered off, scratching his elbow. Yaz was in a terrible temper when she got home to the wart monster.
"He didn't even stay to talk to me,"
she grumbled.
"Why didn't you go after him and talk to him?"
asked the wart monster.
"Go after him?"
Yaz scoffed.
"If I did that, he'd think I like him."
"But you do like him,"
the wart monster said in a small, confused voice.
"Yes, but I don't want him to know that. What if he doesn't like me? It would be so embarrassing."
"Why would it be embarrassing? Isn't it a nice thing to like people? It shouldn't matter if they like you back."
"You know nothing,"
Yaz snorted.
"You live in a horrible, smelly swamp and you haven't talked to anyone but me for years."
The wart monster hung its ugly, warty head.
"I suppose I don't know much. But how are you going to get to know him if you don't go up and talk to him?"
"Ah,"
said Yaz.
"Aha. Aha ha ha ha."
Which didn't leave the wart monster any the wiser, but Yaz had a plan.
"I like Buttercup because, well, I don't like Yaz and I think she's very selfish, but I like Buttercup because he's very nice, and I think Yaz is selfish because she only used Buttercup for her own selfish reasons.
And, like, she had to, like, think, like, she was great, she was, like, on top of the world, like, everyone, like, only two people knew that she had a horrible house, but because she came out and she was, like, dressed up and all, everyone thought she had a massive house. So it didn't really mean that, and that about a house, because like a house was like a dump.
Because you just did all they want is just people running after him all the time."
The next day she went to work carrying her highest, spikiest shoes and wearing big red streaks on her cheeks that looked like war paint. Mr. Puffing saw Yaz wobbling in on her spiky shoes, wearing her war paint, and he huffed and puffed and nearly blew himself over. Roger the typist, Derek the book sticker, and Simon the eraser all sighed at exactly the same time. It sounded like a soft wind blowing through the office. Finally, Yaz spotted Percy. He was curled up in the corner reading a book about beautiful women. He didn't look up. Yaz got into a nasty temper all over again and stomped off to her desk. You should never get into a nasty temper when you're wearing high spiky shoes, because if you try to stomp around in them, you're going to fall over on your ankle. Yaz fell over on her ankle.
Oh, oh!
She yelled.
Ow, oh, oh, I've hurt my ankle. Someone help!
Of course, when Yaz said,
"Someone help!"
she meant Percy, but nobody else seemed to notice this. Roger the typist picked up her foot and checked to see how badly she'd hurt it. Simon the eraser ran off to get some ice. Derek the booksticker sat down beside her and asked how she was feeling. Even Mr. Puffings looked around for some bandages. But Percy had just got to a really interesting part in his book, where the beautiful woman needed rescuing, and he didn't even notice Yaz lying on the floor groaning.
Oh!
So Yaz had to go up and talk to him after all. She hobbled over to his desk when the fuss about her ankle had stopped.
What are you reading?
She asked. Percy looked up. His eyes were a very normal grey colour, but Yaz thought that they were lovely. She felt this way because Percy hadn't been paying any attention to her.
I want to know because I'm interested in the book, not in you.
She added quickly, because she had her pride.
It's called The Knight in Shining Armour. It's about a knight and a beautiful woman. The knight wears shining armour. He has all these adventures.
Then Percy sighed. The same kind of sigh that Derek, Roger and Simon made when they saw Yaz's war paint. But Percy was sighing about the book.
I wish I could have adventures like that. It was a lot easier to have adventures in those days. Men were really brave, and they rescued people from horrible monsters, and then they fell in love and lived happily ever after.
Percy sighed again. If Yaz hadn't decided to fall in love with him, she might have thought that it was a very wimpy kind of sigh.
So is that what you want? To rescue a woman from a horrible monster?
Yaz asked. Her brain was already planning and plotting.
Of course,
said Percy, blinking.
It's so romantic.
Well,
said Yaz plottingly.
Well, well, well. What happens if you rescue a woman from a horrible monster and then find out that you don't like her?
But you would,
Percy gasped.
You can't go around rescuing women and not falling in love with them. You'd have to make yourself love them. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a proper story.
Well,
Yaz said planningly.
Well, well, well.
She looked into Percy's ordinary grey eyes and thought that he would make a lovely knight in shining armour. Now all she had to do was talk the horrible monster into finishing the story. Buttercup was shocked.
You want me to attack you?
She gasped.
No, no, no.
Yaz explained.
Don't be silly. I only want you to pretend to attack me. Then Percy will rescue me and fall in love with me.
Couldn't you wait until he gets to know your personality and hope he falls in love with you because you're such a nice person?
Buttercup asked, the warts over her eyes bulging as she frowned. It was Yaz's turn to be shocked.
That could take years. That might never happen. What if he doesn't like my personality?
But
Buttercup blinked.
If he doesn't like your personality, won't he find out that he doesn't like your personality even if you do get him to rescue you?
Yaz felt that Buttercup was missing the point.
Look,
she snapped.
If you do this, it will make me very happy.
She stuck out her lip and made her eyes look wide and wet.
You want me to be happy, don't you?
Yes, but
good. I'll make sure that Percy comes out with me at lunch hour. I'll take him walking by the big iron gate. You'll be waiting, and when you see us, you leap out and grab me and drag me into the swamp. I'll scream, Percy will run in and chase you away. I'll tell him he saved me and we'll fall in love. Do you understand?
I still don't see why you can't just tell him that you like him.
The wart monster sniffed.
I have my pride,
she said, and then Buttercup knew she had to do it.
My name is Buttercup.
They say I'll let you up, but that's not true. Deep in the swamp, in a dark, lonely cave, greeting your friends with a cheerful wave. Drop by with biscuits, you'll eat them up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Yaz came into the office the next day with her hair in little curls around her face and wearing a long floaty dress the way damsels in distress should. Percy's book had pictures. Her makeup had lots of pinks and whites in it, and she smelled of a French perfume with helpless maiden on the bottle. Percy was sitting curled up, reading a book called The Damsels in Distress. In a little pile beside him were three other books: The Awful Ugly Monster, The Brave Rescuer, and A Story of Love and Sticking Sharp Swords in Bad People. Yaz floated over to her desk and ignored him. She pretended to be hard at work painting her nails, but really she was looking at the clock and waiting for lunch hour. Finally it came. Yaz got up and walked over to Percy on trembling legs.
"Percy,"
she said,
"will you take me out for a walk?"
"I'm reading,"
Percy said.
"I'll take you, Yaz,"
Derek the booksticker shouted, jumping over the desks towards her.
"No, sorry, Derek, but it has to be Percy,"
Yaz said quickly.
"Why does it have to be Percy?"
Derek asked. Yaz felt a big red blush creeping up her neck. She wanted to scream. The big red blush reached her face and started oozing over her cheeks.
"It has to be Percy because he has longer legs than you and I need to walk really fast,"
she said.
I can walk really fast,"
Derek the booksticker said.
"I'm very fit. I go running every day, all around the city and back."
Yaz wanted to punch him.
"It has to be Percy because I'm worried that if he doesn't get out of the office and get some fresh air, then he's going to faint,"
she yelped.
"I don't need to get out in the fresh air. I never get out in the fresh air, and I haven't fainted in my whole life. Don't worry about me,"
Percy said. Derek the booksticker smiled and stepped closer.
"It has to be Percy so that he can protect me from the horrible ward monsters,"
Yaz squeaked.
"The city can be really dangerous. I might need rescuing."
Percy shut his book and jumped to his feet right away when he heard that.
"Well, of course. If you need rescuing, I'll come and make sure no awful ward monsters hurt you."
"I'd fight away a ward monster,"
Derek the booksticker whispered, but Yaz and Percy were already gone.
"Do you think Yaz is a good person and why?"
"I don't think she's a good person because she is so mean and only cares about herself and her little nails. And her room's always in a mess. She never checks her bank offer, the ticket from work. And she used her new best friend, Buttercup, to make Percy in love with her. I mean, like, why couldn't she just say to Percy that she is in love with him instead of using her best friend, you know?"
They walked out into the bright sunshine. Streams of people ran up and down the streets. Percy and Yaz pushed their way through the crowds.
"Isn't this lovely? Smell that fresh air,"
Yaz yelled, coughing a little from the smoke. As they got nearer and nearer the wart monster's lair, the crowds got thinner and thinner.
"Isn't this the gate to the wart monster's lair?"
Percy asked, a little bit nervously, looking at the big iron gate in the wall.
I think so,"
Yaz said, pretending she didn't know.
"But if you're afraid that the wart monster will catch you, why do you want to walk past the wart monster's lair?"
Percy asked, a little frown starting to creep over his face. Yaz blinked. Just then, Buttercup leapt out of the big iron gate.
Ah!
Screamed Percy.
It's horrible! Run, Yaz, run!
I can't run!
Yaz squeaked, trying to tremble weakly. But she wasn't very good at weak trembling.
I'm too scared!
She waited for Buttercup to grab her and drag her into the swamp. But Buttercup didn't move. The wart monster stood and blinked her tiny bloodshot eyes at Percy.
You think I'm horrible?
She asked quietly.
Yes! Go back to your horrible, smelly swamp and stop grinning at me!
Percy yelled.
Ah! Please don't grab me and put me into the swamp, wart monster!
Screamed Yaz, waving her arms around in a way that was supposed to look helpless but really looked like she was trying to get a taxi.
Please don't grab me and put me in the swamp right now! Please don't stop standing there and grab me and drag me into the swamp!
Buttercup seemed to remember the plan. She turned, grinning horribly, though she didn't mean to, grabbed Yaz and pulled her through the big iron gate. Percy stood for a minute, shocked. For the first time in his boring life, a real adventure had happened. He pulled his courage together and followed the wart monster into the swamp. When he saw the sign saying,
"It'll kill you and eat you, it really will,"
he nearly ran away, but he forced himself to go on. The swamp was a lot more horrible than it had looked in the pictures in Percy's book, The Awful Ugly Monster by I.M. Phoney. There were a lot of nasty thorns that scratched at him and made romantic charges very difficult. There were puddles of stinking brown water that sucked at his shoes with horrible gloopy noises. Mosquitoes buzzed around his head, and his face was soon sweaty and red and unromantic looking. Finally, he reached the mouth of the wart monster's lair. He heard Yaz screaming inside and gulped.
Monster! Monster! You're a walking monster! Stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes! Monster! Monster! Ugly walking monster! Makes people scream wherever you go!
My name is Buttercup. I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up, but that's not true.
Loves when the daffodils toss in the wind. The bright yellow sunflower's her best friend. She hasn't the heart to block them up. And the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Yaz gave another loud shriek. There was a lovely echo in the cave. She prodded at Buttercup, but Buttercup had had enough and she didn't want to roar or laugh evilly.
Oh no! You horrible wart monster! Stop hurting me!
Yaz squeaked. She prodded at Buttercup, but Buttercup said nothing. So Yaz put on a deep, evil, wart monsterish voice and said,
"Grr, grr! I'm going to eat you now! Ah, ha, 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 ha!"
Then Yaz put on her high, damsel-in-distress voice again and yelled,
"Help! Help! Oh, if only someone would rescue me!"
At that moment, as romantically as he could, Percy leapt into the cave to save Yaz. He picked her up in his arms and carried her out.
"Oh, thank you! Thank you, Percy! You're my hero!"
Yaz said, waving her arms again, even though there were no taxis in the swamp. When they reached the mouth of the wart monster's lair, Percy put Yaz down on a nice dry rock.
"You're so romantic,"
Yaz sighed.
"I think I've fallen in love with you."
"I think I've fallen in love with you too,"
Percy said, walking back to the cave.
"Where are you going?"
Yaz yelped.
"I'm going to fight the awful, ugly monster,"
Percy boomed.
"Oh no! No, Percy, no, you can't. I don't want you to hurt it,"
Yaz said, waving her hands, and this time she did look scared.
"That's very sweet of you,"
said Percy, puffing out his chest the way they did in the books.
But sometimes a man has to do what a man has to do.
Now, of course, Yaz had a terrible choice. If she told Percy the truth, he wouldn't fight Buttercup, but he probably wouldn't fall in love with her. He might think she was selfish and a liar. And Yaz cared an awful lot about what people thought of her. No magazine had ever written anything about this. They told you how to catch a man by wearing the right lipstick, but they never said 10 tips for saving a wart monster without losing your man. Yaz tried and tried to think of a way out. Percy picked up a sharp stick and marched into the cave.
Don't, Percy, don't!
Yaz shouted. She felt sick. Percy's footsteps echoed out of the cave, then his voice.
Aha! There you are!
He boomed heroically, and Yaz felt her heart drop.
What are you doing?
Echoed out of the cave in Buttercup's voice.
I'm going to teach you a lesson, you awful ugly monster!
Came Percy's voice.
I'll teach you to try to eat helpless maidens.
It wasn't like that. Don't hurt me,
said Buttercup.
Why not?
Asked Percy. There was a short silence, and Yaz was sure that Buttercup would tell Percy everything.
I can't tell you that,
Buttercup said quietly. She didn't want to hurt Yaz's pride.
Well then, I'll fight you!
Shouted Percy. His voice echoed nastily. Yaz jumped at the cracking sounds of a stick hitting a wart monster's warty skin. A hot, wet tear slid down her cheek with every yell. Finally, with a great thundering of feet, the wart monster burst out of the cave into the sunshine and straight towards Yaz. Buttercup leaned against the rock where she was sitting and gasped for breath.
Yaz! Yaz!
She said, her mouth grinning and her eyes crying.
I'm sorry,
Yaz sobbed.
I didn't want that to happen.
The wart monster didn't answer.
I think it's very interesting because every time we listen to the story, there's something different and there's a new character. So we're saying a little bit about I can't really tell him that Buttercup was my friend, or else he'll think I was lying to him. But I think the best thing to do would have been to tell him, because he wouldn't have to get in paper sticks and having to run off. You don't want to hurt any of your friends and go over to them, oh, I'm so pretty and I don't care about you. He was being very nice to her and letting her stay in his house and not even having to pay. I didn't even do that for him.
I'm just saying, if I was Buttercup, I'm wondering why did she use me? And if I was Yaz, I was wondering why didn't I just tell Percy instead of using my best friend?
Percy burst out of the cave after the wart monster, roaring and waving his stick. Buttercup squealed and ran away. Yaz saw a pool of dark blood next to the rock where the wart monster had been leaning.
Stop, stop!
She yelled at Percy and ran off after Buttercup. The thorns tore her floaty dress and pulled the curls out of her hair, but she didn't care. She burst out of the iron gate in time to see the wart monster dashing off up the road, trailing little drops of blood. Yaz kicked off her high spiky shoes and ran after her. Around the corner, she heard a terrible squeaking of brakes and beeping of horns and screaming of people. The wart monster had run right into the busiest part of town. Yaz turned the corner and saw a huge mess. Cars had swerved in all directions. People shouted and shook their fists. Mothers grabbed their children and hid them in their skirts. Yaz squinted down the street and spotted the wart monster scrambling to get away from the crowds.
Buttercup!
Yaz shouted until her throat was sore.
Buttercup! Come back!
But the wart monster didn't stop. She disappeared in the jumble of cars and people, and Yaz lost sight of her. With a heavy heart, she turned and walked back to the swamp to find her knight in shining armour. Percy was waiting at the iron gate, holding her spiky shoes.
Is the wart monster gone?
He asked.
Yes,
Yaz answered. Percy sighed a sigh of relief. And suddenly she noticed what a very wimpy sort of sigh it was. Even though he was still a tall, thin man, he seemed a little shorter than he had before.
"Then we're both safe,"
he said, putting an arm around her shoulders. His arm made her itchy, but she didn't say anything. She didn't feel like she had the right to complain.
The swamp in a dark lonely cave, greeting your friends with a cheerful wave. Drop by with biscuits, you'll eat them up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a walking monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, every walking monster makes people scream wherever you go.
My name is Buttercup, I'm the monster. They say I'll eat you up. Well, that's not true. That's really not true. I just need a friend. Will you be my friend?
The next day, all the newspapers in the city of Erblin were full of stories about the awful, ugly wart monster.
"Wart monster in the centre of town!"
was written on one newspaper in big black letters.
"Wart monster horror scares the people of the city!"
said another. Nobody wrote anything about how scared the wart monster had been. One story, written by Mr. U.R. Guilty, said that the wart monster had not been killed. It had run all the way through the city, with people throwing bottles and bits of rubbish at it, and all the way out into the purple hills of the country, where nobody had seen it again. Yaz smiled a little when she read that. She knew that the purple hills had lots of caves to hide in. Maybe Buttercup would be happy there. She tried not to listen to the small voice in her head that said that the wart monster would be happiest with a friend. Percy still thought he was a great hero, but he was already feeling a little let down. Being a hero wasn't as much fun as it was in The Brave Rescuer by Mr. I.M. Phoney. Rescuing real girls from horrible monsters didn't make them love you as much as the girls did in The Damsels in Distress. He asked Yaz to come and share his flat with him, and she said yes, but her smile wasn't very wide and bright. In fact, she only really said yes because she hated living in the swamp. She didn't hate living in the swamp because of the gloopy puddles or the purple thorns or the buzzing mosquitoes, or any of the other reasons that most people hate to live in swamps. She hated to live in the swamp because every time she saw the sign saying,
"Turn back now, there's a wart monster in this swamp,"
she knew it wasn't true anymore. So she went to live with Percy instead, even though his refrigerator never had anything but furry green cheese in it. Yaz's last visit to the swamp was to collect her suitcases of posh Italian suits and posh French perfume. It was 2 weeks after the wart monster left. As she dragged the suitcases out through the gloopy mud and thorns, she saw the dark stain of wart monster blood on the ground beside the stone. But now it had a little green plant growing in the middle of it. As Yaz came closer, she saw that the little green plant had a tiny yellow flower on it. It was a buttercup, and it was beautiful.
You've been listening to the Erblin Chronicles, a series of children's storytelling hours by Bridget McCone, produced by Heather MacLeod. Today's story was Buttercup the Wart Monster, read by Roisin Ingo, featuring music written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe, and commentary by the children of St Patrick's Girls National School, Ringsend. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Actors in today's story included Christina Matthews, Tom Eastaway, Gareth Stack, Liam Geraghty and Paul Musio. Next week's story is Shadow Monkey. A shadow is stalking Frederick through the office. First, he notices something peculiar about the new employee, but falling victim to attack by Toilet and Ferret is only the beginning. The Shadow Monkey is coming. And if Frederick can't find out who sent him and win their forgiveness, it may mean the end for him. But who would have a grudge against a smart, successful suit like Frederick? Tune in again next week, Wednesday at 2 p.m. to find out more. You can contact us on heather@dublincityfm.ie and catch up with the rest of the series at www.urblinchronicles.podomatic.com.
Warty and ugly and covered in scales, from the top of her head to the tip of her tail. Don't go to the swamp, she'll eat you up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a warty monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, ugly warty monster, makes people scream wherever you go.
I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up, but that's not true. She counts the stars and she loves the moon, dances and hums and adores a good tune. But everyone says she'll eat you up. The name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a warty monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster,
warty
monster, makes people scream wherever you go.
My name is Buttercup. I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up, but that's not true. Loves when the daffodils toss in the wind, the bright yellow sunflower's her best friend. She hasn't the heart to block them up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup. She'll eat them up, and the name of the monster is Buttercup.
Monster, monster, you're a warty monster, stinky and slimy from your nose to your toes. Monster, monster, ugly warty monster, makes people scream wherever you go.
My name is Buttercup, I'm the warty monster. They say I'll eat you up. Really not true. I just need a friend. Will you be my friend?